Hey, you awesome folks. Thanks for taking this journey of discovery with your guide, Keith Haney. You're listening to the Becoming Bridge Builders podcast, your favorite podcast for everything from racial reconciliation to education innovation, justice reform, and leading change in the 21st century. This podcast is for people who love to be challenged with difficult topics, but want practical solutions to solve these challenging issues. Becoming Bridge Builders makes change possible. Each week on the podcast, Keith invites innovative thought leaders to share how they are building bridges in their area of expertise. You will hear breakthrough ideas and concepts that are changing the world. He's featuring guests who are best-selling authors, leaders at Microsoft, entrepreneurs, leading educators, professors, lawyers, and so many more. Listen in to learn how you can be the bridge to the change you are seeking.
My guest today, Nancy Dillingham Marks, is a fused glass artist. After a 35-year corporate career, she took a creative leap and found her passion in fusing glass art. Her journey began with a single class. Despite her initial self-doubt about having any artistic talent, to her surprise, she discovered a knack for working with glass and embraced the imperfect beauty of her creations. She recognized a gap in the market for unique handmade craft and founded Glass Arts Collective, a local glass art studio. She shares her passion there, enabling others to explore glass art and witness their creative vision take shape. Don't miss a chance to join her class at Glass Arts Collective. Nancy's background encompasses areas of human resources, payroll, accounting, operations, purchasing, customer service, sales, teaching, and more. She's been able to travel to all 50 states and continues to love traveling and learning about other cultures. We welcome Nancy to the podcast. Well, it's so good to have Nancy on. How are you doing today, Nancy?
I am great, Keith. Excited to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that as opposed to, oh, no.
I could have still been sleeping.
That's right. I could have been sleeping. So I'd like to ask my guest this question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I like this question. I've heard you ask it before, so I have thought about it. And it is, don't get in your head too much.
Ooh.
It is so easy to believe things that aren't true because your head tells you they are.
Who told you that, or where'd you hear it from?
Actually, I've heard it from several people, and it's taken me a little bit of time to kind of get it. But at the same time, when you hear something over and over again, there's a message you're supposed to be hearing, and maybe you should pay attention a little bit more.
That's a good, very good point. If I hear this more than once, maybe someone's trying to tell me something.
Yes, and I heard it more than twice.
Yeah. I'm always curious, people like yourself who have changed careers are now maybe finding that sweet spot in their life. Who were some people that were crucial in your journey? And tell us a little bit about them. What made them so special?
Well, across my career, I've had lots of changes. And it's usually been somebody I'm working with that is extremely supportive and sees that I've got a drive and a determination and a work ethic, and I like helping other people. So they saw those characteristics in me more than I did, and they would encourage me to do something that I thought might be outside my reach. And the most recent, her name is Amy, and she really supported me when I thought about doing this. She didn't tell me to do it. She didn't suggest I do it. But when I decided to do it, she was right there by my side to say, you know what? You can do it. You can do it. And that has made a world of difference. I have a very supportive husband who was willing to take that leap of faith with me as well, which, you know, means the world to me.
Yeah, you need those people in your life who believe in you. Maybe when you don't believe in yourself, to kind of get you over the hump and maybe take that leap of faith that you need to take to carry out whatever that thing has been placed on your heart to do.
And, you know, so many times you ask friends and they all mean well, but it's like, why would you take that chance? Or, you know, what are you thinking? Do you really have the skills? Have you been doing that long enough? I mean, what gives you, what makes you think you can do it? And, you know, that starts to get in my head. And then I remember, get out of your head. That's their perception, not your own. You knew you could do this or you wouldn't have pursued it. And stick with your own perception and not listen to theirs.
I love it. Tell us about your unique journey from corporate to creative.
I started off, I came to California and I wanted to, you know, be in California. It just seemed like a great place. I was living in Massachusetts and even though it's a beautiful place, there wasn't a lot for me to do career-wise and I couldn't really find my place yet. And I came to California and I went to an employment agency that some friends knew of. And they sent me on two job interviews. One was to be a gopher, or offered me to. One was to be a gopher in Beverly Hills. And I was like, no,
yeah,
not going to be a gopher. Thank you very much. And the other was for a clerk typist. And I helped teach typing in high school. And so I thought, you know what? I could do that. And I went on the interview and felt very confident that I could do it. I was actually hired on the spot to start the next day. Something that's only in a movie.
Wow.
And I knew I was here to stay. And from there, I jumped to being a receptionist at ABC Entertainment and then went into the personnel department. It wasn't called HR yet. And then I needed a change. I jumped to the motion picture division of ABC.
Wow.
And then my boss took me with him to Columbia Pictures. And I was in a good position for a couple of years with my boss. And then he was leaving. And at that time, if your boss left, you were out of a job. And one of the other executives referred me to a production department. And I was over there for a few years. And then they were going to be leaving. So it's kind of like, okay, I hopped over to IT. And I went to all these different departments with no clear background for them. I mean, if you'd looked at my resume, I would never have been hired. But I had determination. I had a positive attitude. And I have a logical thought process. So if things don't make sense to me, I'm not uncomfortable asking, well, why do they say you should do this?
Right.
Who says they are right? And I was there for many years and then went to work for Toshiba and IBM and on and on, all technology for a long time. And then I met my second husband. I'd been divorced for over 13 years, and I was ready to maybe settle down again. I enjoyed being a single parent, and I had great time with my daughter. But he had his own technology infrastructure company, and he said, you know, if you're going to be selling for IBM, you should be selling for us, driving our business, growing our business. And you know, part of me said, oh, wait a minute, I've heard all those stories that you shouldn't work for your spouse. You know, that's not a good thing. For us, it worked out very well. He had his roles and responsibilities. I had mine. I took over operations and sales to a certain degree. I was kind of the back end of sales, but I did sales as well because I really enjoy going out and helping people. And we more than doubled the business in size. And it then got to the point where he was ready to retire. I'm a few years younger, and I wasn't quite ready to retire yet. So I had learned about fused glass because my mom is at an assisted living facility, and they were offering a class in fused glass. And I had never heard of it, but my mom was ecstatic. She loved it. And I am a person who grew up thinking I did not have a creative bone in my body. I said that to myself for years. Why would I say that to myself? What proof do I have that I really, just because I can't draw a stick figure does not mean I'm not creative or artistic. I just had to find the right medium.
Right.
Well, I went to the class and I said, you know, I sort of dragged my feet. I still had this mindset I couldn't do this, but because it's mom, she doesn't care if I can do a good job or not. It would be something we could do together and have fun. And I ended up meeting Amy, and she made it so much fun. She had the atmosphere. She had the energy. She just was, she's an amazing, supportive person. And I fell in love hook, line, and sinker in fused glass. So I would take classes eventually, you know, as I could. Took my mom over for her 85th birthday party. We had it at the studio, and her friends came over. Mom got a bunch of little birthday card invitations, and several people from the assisted living facility came over, and there was a class. And again, everyone had such a good time and really enjoyed it, which just fed my energy. And just, and it was like, why did I ever say I didn't have a creative bone in my body? Oh my gosh, I have kept myself from doing things because I thought I couldn't, because I talked myself into believing I couldn't. And again, that's kind of where I kept remembering people said, don't believe everything you've heard.
Right.
Okay. So eventually the studio that Amy managed was owned by someone else, and they decided to close this location. And I went to my husband. I said, what am I going to do? I love fused glass. I love doing this. He goes, well, you light up when you talk about it. You're so excited. I haven't seen you this excited in a very long time. And he said, you've been running my business for years, so you know how to run a business. Open your own. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. So I went to Amy and I said, you know, I've learned a lot. I know I'm not a really advanced artist, but I could bring other people in, right? And she's like, yeah, you don't have to do it all. Bing, ding, ding, ding. I don't have to do it all. Oh my gosh, she's absolutely right. And so I pursued with some of my friends who were more advanced than I was. And Glass Arts Collective was born.
Wow, that's really cool. So tell us what fused art is.
I would love to share that. It is taking glass. Well, let me go back a little bit. Blown glass is what most people know about. And that is working at 2,000 degrees in front of a hot furnace. And you need to know what you're doing at all times. You need to keep moving. You need, you can't stop and say, hey, what do you think of this? Ha, ha, look what I'm doing. There's no time for any of that. People know about stained glass, and they think of big church windows. And that is a beautiful art as well. So is blown glass. I admire those artists. Stained glass works in a room temperature environment, but all of the cuts need to be precise. You're following a pattern. They have to fit together really well. So you learn to use a grinder very well to get those pieces just right. And then you solder them. And that is amazing to watch. It just wasn't what I enjoyed. Fused glass is taking things at room temperature, similar tools to stained glass for cutting and breaking the glass, but they don't have to be as concise. There can be boo-boos. There can be a little odd, oops, didn't mean to have that happen. But you then put them in a kiln, similar to a ceramics kiln, and they go between 1400 and 1500 degrees usually. And at that temperature, the glass fuses together. It goes into a really thick honey state, and it softens. So it softens the edges of the glass, but it also softens those lines that didn't quite match up as well. Those little things that stuck out, you didn't quite want to take them off, they start to disappear, or they blend in better. And out comes, you know, almost 18 hours later, a beautiful piece of colorful glass that you made yourself.
Wow, that sounds really like a lot of fun, because I have lots of mistakes when I do art. So it sounds like could be the perfect medium for me.
Yeah, my mantra is I fell in love with the imperfections that I create.
Right. Oh, my word. So tell us, for someone who's maybe interested, maybe haven't heard about fused glass, how would they get in? Is it kind of popular around the country, or is it kind of, you know, specific to your area of the country.
Oh, no, it's popular around the world.
Oh, okay.
Which is what's really fascinating. Just a lot of people don't know about it. So part of what I'm excited about is to share with people, check it out in your areas, because you're going to find some pretty amazing studios that teach fused glass. And it is a lot of fun. It really is. We laugh a lot. We have a great time in this studio. I'm in the Los Angeles area, just northwest of LA, and I welcome you to come here. Of course, I would love that. And tell me that you saw me on Keith's show. But again, not everybody's going to be in this area. So check out the local areas you're in and check out for fused glass in that area. But I also have a gift shop. It's online off my website. I have my own e-commerce. And there's 13 different artists associated with this studio that are all selling in that gift shop. So we ship throughout the United States. So you can be supporting a artist that you're going to learn a lot about through my my little videos online and through the little stories that we have on the website about those artists, and see phenomenal things. And the one caveat is, I'll tell you, I'm not the best photographer. So the pieces all look better in real life than they do in the pictures.
That's good to know. I'm curious. I looked at your story and you opened, you know, timing is everything, especially with business. You opened your business 5 weeks after COVID, right? In the right middle of COVID. So tell me.
Right before COVID.
Yeah. So tell me how that worked when you're, I'm sure a big part of doing this art studio is coming into the studio and doing it. So how did you survive COVID when you had to probably shut your business down for what, 2 years almost?
Well, luckily enough, I have a gift shop in the front, so I have retail.
Okay.
So when retail opened again in Southern California, I was able to be open. I actually called the state, and I didn't fall in a category that they could tell me when I could officially open.
Okay.
So I did the best I could with deciding how I can keep people safe and secure. But, you know, once again, my mind went to, are you crazy? What did you just do? You just took on a lease. You just bought all of this equipment and all this inventory. And I stopped after my little bit of, you know, self-doubt and ridiculous self-talk. And I said, you know, throughout my life, I've always said, I wish I had more time. I wish I had a few more hours in the day. You know, it's just, I don't have enough time to get everything done. And now I've been gifted, for the weirdest reason, time. So I took advantage of that to study more fused glass art classes, techniques. There's a lot offered online as well. A lot of people don't want to make fused glass in their homes because they don't want shards of glass around their kids or their pets. And I totally get that. But I was able to come into the studio, watch their videos, and support them, because a lot of them you pay a fee to, and I'm more than proud and happy to do that, because they've done an incredible job of teaching, and make it here. And I have learned so much that I was no longer that sort of more beginner artist. I became a much more established artist in that time frame. And as I have this is about 1,700 square feet space, so I have multiple tables, and I would separate people that would come in by table, and they'd have their own tools to work with and their own glass to work with. And I'd spray everything down with alcohol afterwards, and everybody wore their masks. And I found that people were finding this is a sanctuary. They were finding it was helping them mentally to be part of a community, even if it was a small one, like-minded people. And they did something therapeutic. When you start working, and I believe this in any type of art, you get focused on what you're doing. And when you're focused, sort of the rest of the stuff in your head goes to the back. And you're just enjoying something for a while. And you do relax and you do find comfort. And anxiety goes away for a while. And really dulls that variety quite a bit. I mean, variety, the anxiety, there we go, a bit. So that was a really incredible thing to learn about that I probably wouldn't have learned if it hadn't been for COVID. yes, COVID impacted me financially, and it's now 4 years later for just for time frame for people, and I'm still here, and I've renewed my lease, and we are doing very well.
For someone who's thinking, oh, sounds really cool, are there any things as a potential Fuse art artist that I need to have skills walking into the door with, or can I pick this up with a couple classes and grow from there?
Oh, you can absolutely pick it up from just coming in. All the tools are supplied. The only thing we suggest is wear closed-toed shoes, because sometimes some glass can fall, and safety is number one. I always laugh. I'm such a mom, is my phrase, because it's like the first things I do is talk about all the safety features. But we teach kids 7 and up. So safety can be very well managed, and I have to tell you, even kids are better about it than adults. Adults will get distracted easier. The kids are focused on it, which is awesome. But I have some artists in this studio that's only have been in this studio. They've never done fused glass, or some of them have never done art before, but most at least wasn't fused glass. And they have become phenomenal artists because there's so many different things you can do. It's like pushing the envelope of what you thought glass was limited to finding out what you can do.
Cool. What if there's somebody out there who was like you, who goes, I'm not creative. What would you tell the person who tells themselves, I'm not creative, I'm not sure Fuse art or any art is for me?
Well, my first thing I say to people, because I get that a lot, is when you were a kid, did you enjoy art? And most of them all say yes. And then I'll get, but I can't draw a stick figure and I can't color in the lines. And I said, who says you have to be able to draw a stick figure correctly? I said, does anybody's body look like a stick figure? And who said that's where the lines should be? And people just look at me, and I said, oh, I stepped outside the lines and outside the box a long time ago. I found I don't live inside a box ever in my life. I have always been outside a box thinker. And I said, give it a chance. We have samples that you can look at and you can copy us. We consider that a compliment. You can do abstract. You can do something very specific. It doesn't matter. And the colors you want to use, they're going to go well together. You're not going to think they will, but they do. And I have a color chart. I never use it, but I have a color chart if you want to see it.
That's so neat.
And my favorite thing is that they come back and pick up their piece a week later, and they'll look at their piece and go, oh my God, this is beautiful. I said, okay, from today on, you can never say you don't have a creative bone in your body. And they just look at me and start laughing because I actually remembered they said it.
Right. I love that. It seems to me like you did this not just for yourself, but to give back. Why is it important for people to give back?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And now a word from one of our sponsors, For Freedom Mobile. If you're using AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, then you're being tracked. Mobile providers collect your location, communications, internet activity, even your financial transaction. They sell that data to anyone willing to pay for it and provide it to the government without a warrant. Switch to For Freedom Mobile, and you won't ever have to worry about big tech or Big Brother tracking you through your mobile phone again. For Freedom Mobile provides secure, unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data for just $29.99 a month, and it includes free internet roaming in over 200 countries. Sign up for the service by visiting forfreedommobile.com and using the promo code BRIDGEBUILDERS to get your first month for only $9.99. See forfreedommobile.com for details, just like the number 4, freedommobile.com.
There is so much pleasure in giving back. And, you know, a lot of people think giving back means you have to give money and you have to almost do it blindly. Here, I can give back and I can see the value that is being produced and the value of what people are getting out of it. And that's tremendous. Most people don't understand what it takes in any form of art to put it all together. And, you know, they look at things and they go, oh, gosh, that's expensive. But you think about it, I mean, the department stores, they're getting stuff that is mass produced. And you might be getting piece 1,250 versus one of a kind. Here, you can get something custom made. You can make it with the colors that you like. You can make it the colors your friends like if you're going to give it as a gift. And now there's a story behind it as well. So you can buy a gift here or you can make something. And that story goes to whoever you give it to. And now instead of just being a platter that you're serving on for a special dinner, it's a memory that you share with friends who admire that piece because they've never seen anything like it before.
I love that. I'm curious for you right now, because you have such an infectious personality, but what are you excited about in this season of your life?
I am very excited that in this season of my life, I can be so passionate about something and I can share my passion. And I've got the energy to truly enjoy it and give it. I love the fact that my personality is infectious in a good way.
Right.
There were times in my life I don't think I was as infectious in a good way. But I apologize to anyone that I was not as nice to as I should have been. But come check me out now. Come find me now and let's have another cup of coffee together, or tea in my case. Talk, because I am a very different person and I'm very proud of that. And I am a great inspiration to my daughter and to my friends and my friends' kids who I adopted as well. And I feel more energetic than I did in my 40s.
That's really cool. Here's your chance. You get the platform for a 30-second speech to the world. What would you like to share?
I really think mindset is one of the worst things that we all have. And it can be called different things. Perception is, you know, two people can hear exactly the same thing and hear and interpret it very differently. And in today's world, it seems like that is one of the biggest problems we have. We want to complain about other people. We want to, you know, point out things that other people do wrong. But we don't want to be happy about what we do have. We don't want to be happy and try to drive goodness. And that's all to me a mindset and perception thing. And just because I can do this better than you can, so what? There are so many things that you can do better than I can, and you don't judge me for that. And since I have 30 seconds, I'll do this last one. When I was a kid, I would go to a friend's house and say, you know, can you play? And they would say, no, not today. I didn't take offense to that. I never thought my friend didn't like me. I just went to the next friend's house. Today, it's so different. People are so frustrated if you don't respond to a text or an email fast enough. I mean, it's a perception that just has changed in the world, and that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. You're right about that. I think that's one thing I think that social media and the like button has done for us. We need to have the instant gratification for everything we do. Please like my picture. Please like my vacation. Please like this. And why don't you like me? You know, so yes, I agree.
And I don't need to see every single meal you're trying.
I get you.
But if you want to show me the art you're making, I'll look at it every day, all day long.
Do you have a piece of art you can show us on for those who are on the video? I'm just curious. For those who haven't seen fused art.
Well, you know what? First off, let me show you something in stained glass, because we do offer stained glass classes here too. And one of my artists, this was not made by me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Made this beautiful piece. And what's really cool about it is there are fused glass pieces incorporated.
Oh, wow.
So she has fused some of the pieces to get the colors she wanted in the shapes and incorporated it into her stained glass piece.
Wow, that's really pretty.
And then, oh, where do we have something? Oh, here's a fun piece. Hold on. Sorry. Oh, this is a fun piece I just made recently.
That is beautiful. For those who are hearing this, you have to go to the video and watch to see this piece.
I have to tell you, yes, video podcasts are the best. But I like the idea that things can be three-dimensional.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
The right way to say it. But yeah, I saw things and said, oh, this is what I want to make out of this piece. So I don't always start everything with an idea.
Okay.
I'm really okay to say, you know what? I wanted to do something, but I don't know what. So let me look around. What do I feel like? Okay. I'll start. And you know what? Sometimes it changes after I get started. And that's okay too.
That's how my writing is. I may have one idea when I start writing and something else when I get done with it. Whatever that piece was I was writing.
Well, you know, writing is an art as well. Yeah. I mean, you get probably a tremendous amount of satisfaction from writing, don't you?
I do.
And do you write every day?
I try to. I've slowed that down because I was working on a dissertation. But I used to write every morning for 15 minutes just to see what happened.
And it's huge. And they talk about journaling as a way of mental health as well, to just sort of get your thoughts down on paper and release things. But writing is an art that I find fascinating, and I'm not comfortable with it. My husband just wrote his second book.
Wow.
He started on his third. And I so admire you because you can do that. Does it make me feel bad that I can't? No. But I can admire you for being able to.
Right. The one bad thing about writing is that usually the ideas come at 4 o'clock in the morning and you want to go back to bed. It's like, oh, I can't have to get up. So you have to get up at 5 o'clock and write because the idea is right there. So
I do know that that actually happens with art as well.
Does it?
The idea of what we'd like to do or the design. The nice thing is a lot of times we can just scribble it out and you can't really see it very well at 4 o'clock in the morning when you scribbled, but you get enough of the idea of what you were thinking about at that time that you can go back to sleep easier.
There you go. I have to try that because the 4 o'clock in the morning getting up to write is really annoying.
Well, try using the record button on your phone and dictate. There you go.
That's a good idea. I'll have to try that.
Like I said, I'm outside the box thinker.
There you go. I like that. So Nancy, what do you want your legacy in the world to be?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I've thought about that, and I always build a legacy that's much bigger than will ever happen. But I like the idea of making a difference somehow, even if it's a small difference in someone's life. And just the fact that even in the small space that I'm in now, I have made a difference in people's lives, and the art that they're creating now that they didn't know how to do before, that truly came from them. I mean, it truly did, but I had a little something to do with it. And I am so proud of that and honored to have been able to do that for someone.
That is amazing. Anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked you?
Well, I appreciate you not asking how old I really am. I think we have done a very good job of covering the topics.
Well, thank you. So where can people learn more about you, and where can they buy your art if they want to partake in some of that wonderful pieces you just showed me?
At my website, glassartscollective.com. The gift shop is there. It has the link to my Instagram, my Facebook, the LinkedIn, and the YouTube channel. So there is our videos all over the place. There's food questions, like, is it food safe? Most of the glass is. You know, is it dishwasher safe? Well, it kind of depends on how hard your water is in your area. So it's there's so many questions that you can ask, and I've tried to capture them. But if I've missed a question you have, send me a note, at info@glassartscollective.com, and I'll be happy to answer it. If I know, and if I don't, I'll let you know that too.
So here's one closing question for you. If someone has in their mind a concept of something they like design, can they also write to say, I have this picture in my mind of a piece of art that I want. Can you help me turn it into fused art?
I will respond with my favorite answer. There's 13 artists in here. One of us probably can.
Oh, cool.
We each have different techniques and styles. And we all share. We know who has the strengths. So no one person ever tries to take all the commission options and do it themselves. We give it to the right person to give you the best possible end product.
Well, thank you, Nancy. This was such a great conversation. Blessings on the work you do, and keep passing that infectious spirit of yours around to people and inspire them to dig in and find their creative self to do something that leaves a lasting legacy through their art in the world.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on your show. I've loved your other guests, so I feel very honored to be included.
It's an honor to have you on.
Thanks for listening to Becoming Bridge Builder. If you enjoyed this episode and want to help support the podcast, please subscribe and share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram @BKeithHaney and on Getter and Twitter @RevHedpin or on his website at alightbreakthrough.org. Thanks again and tune in next time.